He was electric.
Minnesota. Randy Moss breaks a tackle, and Randy Moss races down the sideline, and Randy Moss just outruns everybody into the end zone. He is incredible.
Entertaining.
Dante fires deep to the left. Moss caught it at the 11, but now he...
Oh, look at this!
Jamal Williams! Touchdown!
You gotta be kidding me!
And one of the most popular players in team history. Randy Moss was drafted by the Vikings when few teams believed in him, rose to prominence with a record-breaking rookie year, and became a household name with fans all across the world. The Purple will always have a special place in his heart, and he had a chance to reminisce this week with Paul Allen of the Vikings Entertainment Network.
When you were growing up in Rand, West Virginia, you probably had an idea you were pretty good at football. Did you have any idea that you would be a big-time TV guy on ESPN?
That was my last. That's one of probably the last things I would imagine myself doing later on in my career. But I think that, you know, as you grow, as you mature, married now, wife and kids, and I think as you mature, you grow, you start to open your eyes and learn more things out there. So, you know, I think the transition from the football field to the desk has been fun. It's a lot of things that I didn't know, a few things that I didn't expect. But for the most part, man, just being able to stay around the game. We got a great group of guys. Chris Berman, the leader. You know, Trent Dilfer, Matt, myself, Charles, Susie Kober, and, you know, Adam Schefter. We have a great group. Wendy Nix. We have a great group, a great team, man, that they put together. And then we have a great time of being on the air. And I think the most people talk about watching TV and being able to relate and have fun while we're on TV having fun. They want to be able to have fun too. So I think that's the biggest transition is taking it from the interview part of the television now just going on there speaking, having fun like we're at the club or the bar or something like that. So it's something I had to get used to. I'm still learning though, Paul. I'm still learning.
Your early impressions of U.S. Bank Stadium, Randy, what do you think?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm old school guy, man. So my love and my cleats and all my little bumps and bruises is left in the Metrodome. But I think that, you know, this here, the city, the state, Viking fans worldwide, I think they've been waiting on this, you know, opportunity to have their own stadium. I think this place is going to be electric, man. I really do.
98 to 2004 with the Vikings. What are some of your fondest memories playing for the Minnesota Vikings?
I think the memories that really stand out to me was the battles in Green Bay. You know, that's a rivalry, man, that I'll never forget. You know, just being over there. I was just talking earlier about my rookie year, Monday Night Football, going into Green Bay and, you know, seeing Brett Favre and seeing Reggie White and not understanding how intense the rivalry was between the two states. So I had to learn quickly, though. And, you know, here, you know, we've lost maybe one or two games here, you know, battling against Green Bay. But before my rookie year, everybody was saying how hard it was to win in Green Bay, how hard it was to win in Green Bay. And I really took it upon myself to go out there and try to do whatever I could to go out here and make plays, to try to lead the team in the right direction, man, and just competing against Favre, man. I mean, I know I played receiver, he played quarterback, but that was my mentality. I had to go out here and outdo Favre. If Favre scores 14, we got to get 15. So however we get it in the air or on the ground, man, that's me. That's a memory, man, the Green Bay Packer rivalry.
That Monday night at Lambeau, a very rainy Monday night, 5 catches, 190 yards, 2 touchdowns. Beating Green Bay obviously was something special for you, but that obviously is a single night that you'll never forget, right?
Well, I'll never forget it, one, because of the impact that I was able to make as a rookie, the teammates. You know, I'm coming on a team with Randall McDaniel, John Randall, Randall Cunningham, Chris Carter. You know, I didn't really know my place, you know, and coming from college, you know, I knew my place in college, but being a rookie, seeing these guys, pro bowlers, seeing everything that they've started, what they've established, it was just hard for me to really find my niche and find my way on the team. But, you know, I think after that game, man, they knew that, you know, something special was brewing in Minnesota, man. So I was just saying earlier about, you know, Coach Green passing away and what he started here, man. I mean, big kudos to, you know, Coach Green, because I think that Coach Green gave me an opportunity, man, that most people didn't want to give me. And I think that the Viking fans worldwide should be blessed and very thankful, because I am. I was able to showcase my talent for the Minnesota Viking helmet and logo and the organization, man. And if I was able to give the people the show and they enjoy watching the show, man, I enjoy giving it.
Dennis died 2.5 months ago. That hit you really hard, didn't it?
Yeah, just for the fact, man, I haven't heard from him in a while. Through a mutual friend, you know, he would always check on me. I would always check on him, man, but it was so sudden. And, yeah, I think that the biggest thing is I wanted to thank him, man, you know, for giving me an opportunity. Like I said, man, a lot of people didn't want to give me an opportunity, man, and I think it was just based on he say, she say, and what they thought their perception of me was. And, you know, he gave me an opportunity, man. All I ever wanted to do was play football, man. As a kid from 6, 7 years old, just play football, and he gave me that opportunity.
In March 2005, the Vikings and Randy Moss parted ways, sending the star wide receiver to the Oakland Raiders in a blockbuster trade. But one of the most popular players would find himself briefly back in purple, but not before 3.5 successful seasons in New England.
One of the things that, you know, early in my career, nine years prior to going to New England, I thought I knew it all. You know, I thought I knew, you know, what defense is, how to study, you know, all the little things. And, you know, going to New England of what they've accomplished, team-oriented, do your job, is something I had to refocus. And I enjoyed doing that because it's basically like I graduated high school and had to go to college, so I had to refocus myself. And I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed going back to the hotel studying. And the biggest thing that really stood out to me is I always wanted to know what Tom Brady was doing it before he audible. So I told them when I first got there, I want my locker right beside Tom's, because I wanted to be able to feel and understand his approach to the game. You know, he's magical, you know, with his arm, and I just really wanted to make sure that when I came up there, man, I was going to do anything and everything to try to get back on track of playing football and enjoying the game.
He absolutely will be in the Hall of Fame one day. Brett Favre is in the Hall of Fame. When you got the opportunity in 2010 to play here with Brett, what was that like?
It was exciting. It was exciting, but at the same time, you know, I think that me and Favre both agreed that we should have hooked up with each other a little earlier. You know, he was on his way out. I was on my way down. You know, I was still able to catch a few balls from him. And we had fun, man. I think that's the most part that a lot of people, you know, once you retire, you miss the game, you miss the guys. And I think just Wednesday all the way up to the Sunday, man, is just fun, having a good time. I mean, y'all been in the locker room. You know how we have fun, man. So I think that's the biggest thing that you miss, is just joking around with the guys and then being able to get with Brett Favre sitting in the meeting rooms, and he's still in there cutting jokes and, you know, scoring a touchdown. He's jumping up in your arms. So just all the stuff that was advertised about him and then being able to become a teammate of his, man. I wish we could have hooked up early, man, but I did enjoy, you know, being a teammate of Brett's.
Last one. You're one of the greatest offensive players in the history of the NFL, but I know you appreciate really good dominating defense. This 2016 Minnesota Vikings defense, what do you think?
The one thing that stands out to me is how much pressure they get with four guys rushing. I mean, they come up there, double A gap. They try to bluff it. They try to make the offense think of where the pressure's coming from, who's coming, who's not. But I think the front four, man, led by Griffin. Griffin was here when I came back from my second stint. Robinson was here. And just being able to see those guys really to be able to enjoy their success. I mean, because one thing about it, if you've been on the team for 6 or 7 years and haven't been to the playoffs or enjoyed success, and now you have an opportunity to enjoy it, man, you have to embrace this. The Vikings are headed in the right direction, man. How far they go, I don't know, but I like what I see. I like Coach Zimmer. I like what he brings to the table, a defensive-minded coach. You know, North Turner is a great offensive coordinator mind that simplifies the offense for a guy like Sam Bradford, and it shows, man. So, like I said, the Vikings are moving in the right direction. I'm glad they beat Green Bay here a couple weeks ago. But that's the biggest thing, man. You know, earlier you was talking about the rivalry and things like that, you know. I think my biggest thing, as long as you beat in Green Bay, that's a successful season. So, but like I said, to close it out, man, I like Zimmer. I like what he brings to the table. But as far as the defense, man, they're fun to watch. And I haven't seen a Minnesota defense that fun to watch. I mean, I know they made it to the NFC Championship with Brett in New Orleans, but that defense wasn't playing like this defense right here. So I like watching them. I like the way they move. I like Kendricks. I like the linebackers. I like how they move, man. So when you look at all three levels, D-line, linebackers, and the secondary, you know, the secondary would probably be the question mark to me. But I do think they're, you know, I think they're heading in the right direction. I think Zimmer is a defensive-minded coach that specializes in defensive backs. So I'm not too much worried about them. But if there was a weakness on that defense, it would probably be the secondary, and that's not really a weakness.